Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Al Polster joins us. He's the founder of Vote Text. Brian Bedera joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Carson Valley, hate your place for the good times. Carson Valley.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2023 legislative session is brought to you by Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. And by Nevada Builders Alliance, building a better Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City, we are delighted to be joined by Brian Bedera. He is the founder of Vote Text. You just conducted a very in-depth poll for us, which we really appreciate. Before we actually get started, would you explain how you did the poll so that people... Because there's always criticism about polls. How did we do this?
Absolutely. So what we did was we basically went back to the voter file, identified basically all the cell phone numbers in the voter file. We text messaged 90,000 people. 90,000 people, which is about typical for what it takes to get a response like this, with no identifier except we were from Nevada Newsmakers, and asked them to take the survey. Then when the data came back, we leveled the data to match political party, gender, and age and income of kind of what we expect the electorate to look like. We allow a lot of that to self-ID, but we absolutely level political party right to what Nevada is. And so we specifically are looking to avoid bias. And that's our number one goal here. We're always surprised when the data comes back because we look at the demographics and the bias more than we look at what the results are gonna be. And we feel very confident about this sample, that it accurately reflects what we could expect to see if the next presidential election was held today. And I think this is something that's important for everybody to know about polls. They look at what has happening today.
Right.
There's still a lot of election, a lot of time, and a lot of just national events to happen that could dramatically change the outcome of any of these results. So none of this is necessarily predictive of what's going to happen next November. You've got to think of it as a starting point for where we are now.
Okay, a snapshot in time.
Exactly.
And what's the error rate, the error factor, plus or minus?
Yeah, plus or minus, I believe it's 5% on the survey. So we're basically take every question, every response could be 5% lower or 5% higher. So when you're looking at any given piece of data, even if we're seeing, you know, a Donald Trump plus 8, that's still just outside the margin of error. So the race still could be too close to call because of the margin of error at this point in time.
All right, so let's jump into some of the topics. And we posted some of this already in Ray's columns on the website. We'll have more information on the website as well. So let's talk about the presidential race first. Joe Biden, how is he looking? Donald Trump, how is he looking? Ron DeSantis?
I mean, Joe Biden and Donald Trump both have historically low approval ratings. We've never seen presidents this disliked, but two candidates this disliked running against each other. And so I think American voters would really like another choice, but it appears primary voters are not going to give them that. And so we're going to see two candidates that people don't like running against each other And we're going to, in an environment where people are basically going to be forced to pick the lesser of two evils. And I mean, it's going to be a very interesting election cycle from that point of view.
How much does age play into this?
As far as?
As far as, you know, how people feel about the candidates?
I mean, I think there's something that's important to remember is that, especially in a primary election, the average voter is over the age of 65. It gets a little bit more diverse as we get into the general election. But I'm not sure age is the issue. I think that that voters in general are upset with both of their policies, approaches, and styles. And so I think there's an opportunity there would be an opportunity for another candidate to run. I don't think anyone can, though, based on how the primary polling comes out. And so I don't think age is the issue. I think the issue is that people are unhappy with the direction America is going at the moment. And they've been happy for 8 years. It has nothing to do with Biden or Trump. They're unhappy in general.
You know, the economy is always a major issue. Mm-hmm. And so James Carville once said, it's the economy, stupid, when talking about presidential elections. Is that still the case?
I mean, I think there's something very interesting here, is that our data shows that we're seeing a much more pro-Republican environment in Nevada. And Nevada has the highest unemployment, in some ways, some of the weakest economy in the country. And so we're seeing a contrast of what we'd see in national polls to what we saw in this survey. And I think it's fair to say the economy is making a big impact on that.
You know what's ironic is, you know, as you know, I run an advertising agency as mm-hmm. the other half of my business, and all of my clients are looking for employees. Mm-hmm. You talk to people in the construction industry, they're all looking for employees. We have high unemployment vis-a-vis, you know, nationally, but in reality, most of the people are either they don't want to work mm-hmm. or they're not qualified to work. I was talking to a contractor the other day, and he said, I don't want to hire the people that aren't working right now because they're no good.
And I think that speaks a lot to Nevada's workforce and how it aligns. And that's not my expertise, but I will say, as someone who's also been an employer in Nevada, I'm not sure Nevada's workforce is trained to match the needs of Nevada's businesses.
Okay, so that is something that if somebody was running a gubernatorial campaign, they should be seriously thinking about.
Absolutely. I think workforce development is key, as well as attracting the businesses to Nevada that actually line up with the workforce. We didn't specifically test that issue, but I think there's something there that is dragging poll numbers down for Nevada incumbents. And I think that's worth exploring if you were thinking about running for statewide office, either at the state or federal level.
All right, let's go back to the federal level. Tim Scott looks like he's about to jump in. Mm-hmm. Nikki Haley, obviously, as well. Any thoughts on them from some of the other polling you've done around the country?
I mean, when we look at this poll specifically and what's going to happen in the Nevada caucuses, we didn't have those guys in, but Donald Trump was at 51%. So unless there's a big shakeup in the Nevada caucuses, I think that's baked. Donald Trump's going to win the Nevada caucus. And so what happens from there, we don't know. But unless we see a lot of movement from some candidate, Donald Trump is going to be the Nevada caucus winner.
Why do you think he's Teflon? In the same way, not the same way, but in the way that Ronald Reagan was described as the Teflon president, it doesn't matter what Donald Trump is accused of, what court cases come up, what things he says. It doesn't seem to change anybody's opinion.
People are voting for Donald Trump because of what he's accused of and because of the court cases that come up. That's what they like about him. We all knew who Donald Trump was when the Access Hollywood tape came out. We all knew who Donald Trump was when it was business back in the 90s. Like, we've all known who Donald Trump is. American voters, and specifically Republican primary voters, want that kind of person in the White House.
Fascinating. All right, let's move to the U.S. Senate race we have coming up next year, which is Jackie Rosen is the incumbent. She came out of the House. Senator Reid picked her to run in that House race, which she won. And then she got to move over to the United States Senate. What is your polling showing? At this time, Jim Marchant, who's been a failed candidate so far on several levels, is the only real known opposition.
I mean, right now, we're in one of the most favorable Republican environments I've ever seen in a 15-year career of doing politics in Nevada. But what I can tell you is Jim Marchant is the weakest candidate I've seen in 15 years of doing politics in the state of Nevada. And so if it is Jim Marchant versus Jackie Rosen, which looks likely at this point in the cycle, it's going to be a close race, but I would handicap it to Rosen, with Rosen having a 2-3% lead right now, and Marchant underperforming the generic ballot by double digits. And so, I mean, I think that it's likely that assuming we see what we've always seen in Nevada, which is the Democrats pick their opponent. If I was advising Rosen, I would say you pick Jim Marchant as your opponent, the same way Harry Reid picked Sharon Engel, or that we saw Dr. Oz get picked in by the Democrats in Pennsylvania. And we're looking at a scenario where we see Rosen probably get reelected due to the weakness of the Republican candidate.
Okay, for those that don't follow politics as closely as you and I do, explain what you mean by that, that the Democrats pick.
So typically, I mean, what we've seen in Nevada in particular is that Democrats spin up some kind of super PAC organization and support Republican candidates and the weakest Republican candidate in the primary. And the Newsmakers poll very clearly shows Jim Marchant is the weakest possible candidate in the Republican primary that Republicans could put forward out of everybody we tested and everyone we look at.
Okay, so who would have been a good choice?
I mean, so we're seeing Adam Laxalt outperforming. We specifically tested Adam Laxalt kind of as a generic, the Republican we've seen on the ballot a bunch of times. I think the Republicans would be smart, based on our polling, to find another candidate, but to go with a fresh face and somebody new. But I think they'd be better off with the cardboard cutout of Ronald Reagan than they would be with a lot of the folks who are putting their, who've thrown their name in the hat ring so far for the U.S. Senate race.
And Adam Laxalt has kind of taken himself out of the running at this point due to the fact that he has joined the Ron DeSantis campaign.
Absolutely. And so I would encourage this poll shows that the Republicans would be smart to be looking at another candidate, whether it's somebody from outside of politics or maybe somebody from the state legislature. But the current field of candidates looking at this race just aren't particularly attractive to voters.
Mark Amadei showed up very strongly, though.
He did. I think Mark Amadei might be one of the Republicans' best choices if he wanted to run for that seat. It's hard to give up a safe seat in the House, though, to run for a slightly Democrat-leaning seat in the Senate, no matter how good the political environment is. But, I mean, the Newsmakers poll clearly shows that Amadei would be a strong contender both in the primary. We didn't test him in the general, but I suspect he would dramatically outperform Jim Marchant.
The only problem I see for Amadei is that he's just not well known in Southern Nevada.
No, I mean, I think that's exactly true. But our polling shows that Nevada voters are hungry for a Republican for statewide office based on this survey. And so if the Republicans put up anyone who was a qualified and non-extremist candidate but didn't have the baggage that, say, Jim Marchant had or Donald Trump had, that candidate should be up 10 to 15% based on this survey. And no Republican is performing like that except Joe Lombardo statewide.
The one that I thought, you know, had potential has now decided to run against Ross Millen. That's April Becker. So she's running for Clark County Commission now. But she didn't pull that strongly either.
I mean, I think it speaks to where the Republican base is that the Republican base wants a Jim Marchant. They want a Donald Trump. They want somebody who says that the election wasn't fair 4 years ago. And so that's where the Republican base is sitting and what they're looking for. And so there's a misalignment, I think, that our survey shows, and just in general, there's a misalignment between what the Republican base is looking for and what the Nevada electorate is looking for amongst Republicans. But if we could nominate a Brian Sandoval type, for example, or a Ronald Reagan type for any office in Nevada as a Republican, we could win by double digits in this environment right now. And the candidates we have, but the Republicans have, are not performing the same way those guys would on the ballot.
Do you feel that Nevada has a deep bench on either side of the political aisle?
I mean, there's no bench on the Republican side of the aisle. And I think that's a result of there just being less and less seats for Republicans to win. Redistricting was very tough on Republicans. And so there just aren't enough seats in the state legislature in order to build much of a bench. And then as far as the two major counties go, I mean, Clark County is basically a completely Democratic local government system, and Washoe County is 80% Democrat. So there's no place for Republicans to build a bench. I think the Democrats have a much better bench, but Nevada is starting to have blue state problems where there's nowhere for good Republicans to go.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with Brian Bedere, and we'll talk more about our poll after this timeout. Big R and Sparks is located on Bering Boulevard next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. It's a 50,000 square foot hardware store and a whole lot more. It's your spring headquarters with lawn and garden supplies, Power Equipment and Outdoor Living, Big R, on Baring Boulevard in Sparks, next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. Big R, hardware and a whole lot more.
Remember 2010 in Northern Nevada, 13 to 14% unemployment, thousands of homes in foreclosure, Nevada's casinos closing? Families in the Reno-Sparks area were hurting. Many were losing everything. Then Story County launched a game changer for our region, a public-private industrial partnership, streamlined permitting, slashed bureaucracy, attracting Fortune 500 companies that made Nevada their home. Story County generated a river of cash to area communities. Economic studies by the state and others for the Gigafactory consistently show positive economic benefits for our region. $4 billion in local wages, $17 billion in consumer spending and economic activity, over $100 million in taxes to Washoe, Story, Reno, Sparks, and Nevada, just for the Gigafactory alone. Story County, improving Northern Nevada one industry at a time.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're very excited to do a poll with Brian Badera, who is the founder of Vote Text. And we've been publishing the results of, or some of the results of the poll each day here for the last several days, and we'll continue to do so. You polled Joe Lombardo and also Attorney General Aaron Ford. Your thoughts on these two characters.
So I'm impressed at Joe Lombardo's ability to fly under the radar. His numbers are very similar to how he did during the election, and the polls we saw for him during the election, both his approval rate, but his approval ratings and his head-to-head. He has done what I would say is a very neutral job as governor. He hasn't upset anyone, and he hasn't won a lot of people over. And so I don't know if that's good or bad, but he seems to be doing a competent job running the state. And the net result is that the voters who like him still like him, which is pretty impressive for a Nevada governor.
Now, of course, in 2 weeks from the time we're taping this, it'll be the end of a legislative session. So there will be vetoes and there will be lots of things for people to like or dislike about Governor Lombardo. But he has been surprisingly under the radar as far as the media is concerned. He did one interview with John Ralston prior to the session, and that's really been pretty much all he's done.
I mean, Joe Lombardo's team has made, and Joe Lombardo has made no effort to actually reach out to the press or reach out to the public and sell his agenda. The polling reflects that. So it doesn't surprise me that, you, based on the polling, that your experience has been he's doing no outreach.
Aaron Ford.
You know, Aaron Ford is very interesting. His negatives are significantly higher than Joe Lombardo's, and he's wildly unknown. So he's clearly doing things that are impacting people. Aaron Ford doesn't have the advantage of the, you know, multi-million-dollar media buy that Joe Lombardo did that drove his name ID up. And so, of course, Aaron Ford is looking like he's a bit behind in the head-to-head with performing, you know, probably with the vast majority of voters who would vote for him undecided. And so what I would tell you about Aaron Ford is his number is actually pretty good for an attorney general. They're not ready for somebody who wanted to run for governor, but he's got 3 more years to do that. And he seems to be building support and allies on both sides. His approval numbers look more like someone actively running for higher office or running for re-election or putting a plan together than Lombardo's, which appear to just be static, where people genuinely like him, but even for a sitting governor is generally unknown. Whereas Ford's numbers look very good for an attorney general.
And it's kind of interesting because, you know, Ford has run two tough races. Mm-hmm. I mean, these were not easy races, so you would think his name recognition would be much higher.
You know, I don't. His name recognition, I would say, is not lower than I would expect from a down-ballot, mid-level constitutional officer in a state like this.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back. As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Carson Valley. Your place for the good times. Carson Valley.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We're talking with Brian Badera. He's the founder of Vote Techs, who just conducted a poll on behalf of Nevada Newsmakers. One of the questions that we threw in there was about the A's. It looks like, according to Senator Gansert, that the A's deal will get struck. But we posed a question about, would an expansion team be a better choice than the A's, which is a team that is not real popular and not drawing well.
And so what I can tell you is our polling data clearly shows Nevadans would rather have any other MLB team than the A's. They do want baseball, but they would prefer to wait another year before they dig in and make a deal with the A's if that's what it took.
It was interesting. I was just talking to the chair of the Clark County Commission, Jim Gibson, and he's very excited about the A's coming and baseball coming. So I think it's a done deal.
I think one of the most interesting things in the survey is the crosstab we did of "Are you a baseball fan?" by the A's. Baseball fans would rather the A's. We wait for somebody other than the A's. Non-baseball fans are completely okay with the A's. But it really breaks down in the survey about whether you like baseball or not. And if you do, I think you know enough to think Nevada might be able to do a little better.
What do you think about the idea of public financing for stadiums? I mean, MGM built T-Mobile with private funds. The Golden Knights mm-hmm. have been a huge success, obviously a financial success as well, versus this public-private
Nevada
partnership.
Voters overwhelmingly don't want public funding for more stadiums. Our surveying was very clear about that. But they were not interested in the sales tax diversion strategy that they put forward in order to do it. They'd rather see that money going towards roads and schools and other things, and our survey is very clear on that data.
Bottom line here, because we've got about a minute and a half left here, as far as Nevada goes, redistricting really changed things a lot, and things aren't going to change until we get to 2030, right?
Yeah, I mean, redistricting really solidified the map. So if you actually dig in legislative district by legislative district, what you see is that redistricting created many more safe Republican and Democratic districts than we've seen before. There's only about 5 districts in Nevada that could change hands. And so I think we're going to see the same basic makeup of the legislature, Republican and Democrat, but Democrat majorities, for at least until 2032. We may see the constitutional and statewide offices change hands, but the legislature is pretty well locked in this scenario, give or take 1 or 2 legislative seats for the foreseeable future.
Okay, and is the possibility of something like 2014 possible?
I mean, it's always possible, but 2014 would require voter turnout to happen at a level that has never happened in a mail-in ballot state in the last 50 years since that's been a thing. But Utah and Oregon, who've been doing mail-in ballots just like Nevada done, has never seen voter turnout as low as 2014 was.
It's really an incredible situation. And one of the things that I brought up with Senator Gansert here on the program was even when you have supermajorities, it doesn't mean that your party is going to agree on everything.
Absolutely.
So, you know, beware of what you wish for.
And also let me say this, is that mail-in balloting produces a Republican legislature in Utah and a very Democratic legislature in Oregon. And so it's not necessarily a bias one way or the other. It just means high voter turnout.
You know, you have just made a point I keep trying to make, you know, to people, which is just because it works for you doesn't mean to say it's not going to work for the other guy under different circumstances. And Harry Reid saw that, you know, with being able to get rid of the filibuster. Mm-hmm. And not for Supreme Court justices, and then when the opposition had the chance, they got rid of it for the Supreme Court as well, and now you have a conservative bias. So it's an interesting thing. Thank you so much. We really appreciate all the work you've done on the survey. We hope to do more with you.
Absolutely, looking forward to it.
Thank you, we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2023 legislative session is brought to you by Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. And by Nevada Builders Alliance, building a better Nevada.
Thanks to the Bank Saloon in Carson City and the Builders Alliance for their help with our coverage of the 2023 legislative session. We'll see you on the next broadcast.